We've been away for 3 weeks and you've had the great preaching of Dean Kate Moorhead. It's now my turn just to give you a few words of a homily. She had a slightly easier job than I have today because she had a great parable to preach from the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, she had the parable of the Good Samaritan. Great easy parable to preach from. Like a parable of the seed growing or the prodigal son. Nice, easy homily to preach. Today I've got the man who knocks on a door and has refused entry because his children are asleep. So what's that supposed to tell us, you think, about what's happening in our lives? What a difficult set of words in the gospel today. The key word, I think, is that although the person who knocks on the door is turned away the first time, Jesus says the door will be answered because of the persistence of the person knocking at the door. That word is in the gospel, persistence. And that's a word that we should think of ourselves, because things don't always turn out right. Jesus is talking about how to pray today. He gives us the Lord's Prayer. And then he says, pray and your prayers will be answered. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. But how many times are our prayers not answered? How many times do we pray for something that just doesn't happen? We pray for health of someone who's been hurt, been diagnosed with some terminal disease, and our prayers we don't think are answered. I don't think it's because God isn't listening. I don't think it's because we're not a good person that God isn't going to respond to our prayer. It's because not everything can be changed in our own lives. That doesn't mean we give up. That's why that word persistence is in the gospel today. The words I put in the letter today were from Dr. Martin Luther King from 50 years ago. And he talked about extremism. That's a word we hear bandied around a lot today. The word extremism is given a bad meaning because of how it's used in the press. But he says it actually depends on what you're extreme about. If you're extreme about hatred, jealousy, of course it's a bad thing. But if you're extreme about those good things in our lives, then it's not such a bad thing. We all ought to be extreme in what we do. Extreme can actually change things for the good. When we sang the first hymn today, we sang about the Trinity. And the Trinity Sunday this year, I preached on three things which I think are really important in our lives. And those three things, the Trinity I came up with, was faith, hope, and love. The faith we have is not only faith in God, but faith in one another. Faith in the human race, and confidence. Confidence in those people around us. So although they might not always succeed in what we think they should be doing, they're all trying to do the right thing. Have confidence that those around us are making their decisions based on what they think is the right thing to do. Doesn't mean we have to agree with it all the time, but they're actually doing it for they think is the right reason. And no matter what decision they're making, they're doing it on their terms. We don't know what's going on in their lives at that moment in time when they make the decision. In the words of Dean Alan Jones, who was here preaching a couple of years ago, he says, when you look at someone and they don't agree with them, you don't know what's going on where the spirit meets the bone. You don't know what's going on inside of them. So give them the faith that they're trying to do the right thing. Hope is that word which can only be positive. You don't hope for something bad to happen in our lives. Hope is that glass is half full, not half empty. That's what I hope the word means to you. So we have that confidence that things are going to turn out right. And then love. That great word we have, it actually means sharing. That love is about having compassion. And that's what we need to do, faith, hope, and love in ourselves. And all those people around us, our nearest and dearest, the families around us. Have faith, hope, and sharing with those people. and also the people we meet, the people we come across in the street, in our jobs, on social media. Give them faith, hope, and love as well. And be extreme about it.